WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of wisdom and chill. Today we're diving headfirst into something super crucial. Staying positive in the face of adversity. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. It's like a cosmic game of dodgeball with bad news as a projectile. Ever feel like you're dodging negativity all day? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing with chaos, traffic turns into a parking lot, and your favorite coffee shop suddenly decides to raise their prices. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we don't have to let those curveballs knock us down for the count. We can learn to bounce back, stronger and more resilient than ever. Now, I'm not talking about putting on a fake smile and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. That's just ignoring reality, right? We need real strategies, practical tools that actually work to help us cultivate positivity even when life throws its worst at us. And trust me, folks, there are some amazing gems hidden in this stoic philosophy that can seriously level up your mental game. Here's the deal: 5 key takeaways to help you stay positive amidst the storm. First off, accept what you can't control. This one's a biggie. We get so caught up trying to fix everything, bend things to our will, that we forget there are some things just beyond our reach. It's like trying to tame a wild horse with a feather, not gonna happen. So focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Think of it like this: imagine you're playing Tetris. Those falling blocks are life's curveballs. You can't stop them from coming, but you can choose how to fit them together to create a strong foundation. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about something you're grateful for. Maybe it's your health, your family, that amazing cup of coffee you just finished. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in your life. It's like turning on the sunshine even when the clouds are out. Third, find meaning in adversity. Remember those tough times, the ones that felt like they were dragging you down? Often those challenges are the stepping stones to something bigger, something better. Think of it like a superhero origin story. Adversity often sparks incredible growth and strength. And here's another golden nugget. Cultivate resilience. It's not about being immune to setbacks, it's about bouncing back stronger every time you face them. Imagine a rubber band, the more you stretch it, the more resilient it becomes. The same goes for us. Each challenge we overcome builds our inner strength and prepares us for the next one. Finally, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Totally true. Choose your tribe wisely, surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and bring out the best in you. It's like having a team of superheroes cheering you on. Okay, let's paint a picture. You're about to give a big presentation at work, right? Your heart is racing, butterflies are doing cartwheels in your stomach, and suddenly you realize you left your notes at home. This is a classic example of adversity, a stressful situation that can easily derail your day. But here's where our stoic wisdom comes in handy. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can control your response to the situation even if it feels out of control. You remember all the times you've successfully presented before, drawing on those past successes for confidence. Maybe you borrow someone's notes or improvise using your knowledge. You focus on connecting with your audience and delivering your message with passion. Then, adversity turned into an opportunity to shine. So remember, folks, staying positive amidst adversity isn't about being happy all the time. It's about having the mental tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Embrace the challenges, learn from them, and come out stronger on the other side. Want to level up your positivity game even more? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little stoic wisdom. Leave us a review so we know what you're digging, and join our conversation on social media. Let's keep this positivity train rolling. Until next time, stay balanced, stay strong, and keep China.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.